White House calls it short-sighted. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. A decision by leading oil-producing nations today to cut production by a larger-than-expected amount, about 2 million barrels a day, beginning in November, citing uncertainty about the global economic and oil market outlooks. The White House says President Biden is disappointed, isn't ruling out more releases from the U.S. Strategic Reserve, and is directing the U.S. Energy Secretary to explore additional responsible ways to boost domestic supply.
The White House is also now disputing that President Biden failed to deliver on a pledge to ensure the market has adequate oil supply. And this is a balancing act now of long-term versus short-term goals. In the long term, the Biden administration has very ambitious goals to cut fossil fuel emissions way, way down. But in the short term, they say they know that people are hurting from high gas prices and they're going to do what they can to bring some relief.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. Oil prices extending recent gains, getting back over $88 a barrel today. Gas prices have been rising for 2 weeks now. The president's on his way to a hurricane briefing near where Ian made landfall in southwest Florida.
President Joe Biden and the First Lady will survey the damage from Hurricane Ian in Fort Myers, Florida, and meet with those who live there, small business owners, and express gratitude. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Senator Rick Scott will be joining the president, who has been saying that politics will be put aside for the people of Florida.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. A settlement reached in the wrongful death lawsuit over the killing of a cinematographer shot by actor Alec Baldwin on the Rust movie set. No details on the agreement, which needs court approval. The shooting also wounded the film's director, and a criminal probe continues. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
Russia makes claims while Ukraine makes gains.
Russian President Vladimir Putin signed into law Wednesday the annexation of those four regions declared at that big ceremony in Moscow Friday. They count for 15% of Ukrainian territory. This as Ukraine makes big gains in the south and east of the country, retaking several towns Wednesday, including some territory in one of the annexed regions. Meanwhile, opposition leader Alexei Navalny's organization, recently branded extremist by the Kremlin, restarts its operations again in Russia. They will be largely underground, but say they'll help young men avoid being conscripted and also will aid and encourage sabotage of things like recruitment centers.
Fox's Amy Kellogg. A trial opens in Spain over a train derailment that killed 80 passengers, injuring more than 100 others in 2013. Prosecutors seeking 4 years in prison for the train's driver and a former security chief at the state-owned rail company, both accused of professional negligence. Investigators say that train was traveling nearly 180 kilometers per hour, double the posted speed, when it crashed against a concrete wall. The probe also revealing the driver answered a phone call from the conductor seconds before the crash. The U.S. national debt, it's an all-time high.
The Treasury Department says America's gross national debt has topped $31 trillion for the first time ever. It comes as the Federal Reserve is trying to fight a rise in inflation. The Fed cut interest rates during the pandemic to near zero, but has been raising them to try and slow down the biggest inflation jump in four decades. The New York Times reports that higher rates could also add another $1 trillion to what the federal government spends on interest payments this decade, in addition to the record $8.1 trillion in debt costs the Congressional Budget Office projected in May. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Back to selling on Wall Street, snapping a three-day win streak. The Dow's down 338 points, slipping back under 30K. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.